Man, I've got to address something. So, what's good, y'all? I've been on so many calls with I feel like I always say this. I've been on so many calls with you fucks, man. And it always baffles me, and I always feel very disappointed sometimes after I get off some calls with barbers, when I talk to barbers, when I see shit on social media. I'm like, this shit's the exact reason. This is the exact mentality why the barber industry is very far behind. Now, what I'm talking about is like, there's a few instances actually. Look, we'll start with one. So, let's say a barber, like, of course for you listening, I run a company called New Era Barbering that helps barbers scale up to 20K a month, charging 100, 200 bucks a haircut. And of course, you're going to get some people like, who are like, I would never pay that much for a cut. You're going to get civilians commenting on your posts, commenting on your Instagram, saying things in DMs, you know, but it doesn't irk me, right? Because of course, it's just a dumb comment of some broke-minded person. But it just always baffles me as someone who's a business owner, right? As a business owner, you're in business to make fucking money. The reason why you work as a business is for financial gain, right? You got into business because you didn't want to work a 9-to-5 to have a boss. You want to control your income. You want to make as much money as you possibly can. I mean, again, too, maybe there are some weirdos out there getting the business just to, I don't know, be artists, and that's fine. But like, don't complain when inflation's going up, you can't pay for shit and trying to have the government come and save you, dumbass, right? Because at the end of the day, you chose this route. So it's always fascinating to me when I see a barber say, oh man, I am cut hair. I would never pay, or I would never charge somebody 200 bucks. I would never pay that. And when I see that, I'm like, I have the exact opposite mentality, and I had and still have to this day the exact opposite mentality. Like when I see something expensive or like crazy, like I'm like, man, I can't wait for the opportunity for the day I get to be able to afford that. Right? I cannot wait. And like, I think that's one of the only reasons I've been able to go ahead and continually push myself in my business, as well as the barbers I've worked with continually push themselves and their businesses forward, is because we want that opportunity to pay, right? I want to be able to pay somebody, I already pay somebody about 70K a year just to get mentored by them. I would love to see if there's something out there as valuable for 150, 200K, right? Paying them that. I cannot wait for the day. Right? Can I wait for the day, honestly, like where I have somebody that is a high enough net, who's in, I guess, enough value to me to pay them $1 million, $10 million. I cannot wait for the day to where I can actually afford that. And I can actually pay somebody that. Because, if you think about it, if you can afford and pay that, you're doing pretty fucking decent for yourself, right? And whereas like, some dumbass motherfucker, like, I would never pay that. Well, I bet you never will be able to. I bet you will never be able to afford that. And in fact, I bet you always be in the position where even if you could afford it, it would hurt you so much financially. And as a business owner, that should be gutting you. I never understand that it's like they say, like barbers say it like it's a flex. Like, oh, I would never pay that. And I even cut hair. Bruh. So you basically tell me you want to be broke for the rest of your life, huh? All right, dumb fuck, right? Go ahead, do that. Then that's exactly why, like, when barbers go ahead and be like, oh, I don't know how I can get new clients, man. I'm stuck. Yeah, because mentality-wise, you don't even know how to approach business. Business is like in the form of like, again, trading money for value. And you want to be able to create as much value as possible to get as much in return incentive-wise. So you can keep going. Yes, money's not the fucking thing. Okay? You fucking self-righteous fuck. Right? Money's not the fucking thing. But we live in America, and you need money in order to progress. You can't live without money. There's no running water. There's not going to be any protection. There's not going to be anything for you. There's not going to be a roof over your damn house if you don't have money. Sorry to tell you. Right? So at some point in time, you need to be able to be more financially focused. And look, that's probably why you look at yourself right now. Look at your bank account. How much money do you actually have in your bank account right now? And ask yourself this question. Because, ooh, I hate when I come a barber on a call, they want to work for me. And I'm like, dude, How long have you been cutting for? 7 years. Got it. How much money do you have in your bank account overall? Like, what have we been able to, like, what's our stats right now up to this point in time? 7 years in the game. Because if you look at anything else, like, let's take up, I mean, like, before we get into that, 7 years, where are you at? Oh, man, I'm at, like, $1,000. So it took you 7 years to get $1,000. So that means in 14 years in, congrats, we got 2K saved up. That's the pace we're on, right? Now, you might be like, holy fuck. And then just take assessment of your situation, number one. Number two, I know if this was flipped, because I know there's a lot of sports fans out there. You probably watch sports, right? If the game was flipped and a lot of you are always like pointing the finger and making fun of everybody on social media, making fun of people who are in the limelight and all this stuff, right? If you were, I don't know, let's say an NFL quarterback, right? You remember fucking Nathan Peterman? Everybody wants to make fun of that motherfucker, right? Everyone wants to troll him for throwing 5 interceptions in one game. The motherfucker's making millions being a backup quarterback, first of all. So he's fucking winning over you. Second of all, it's like you're being Nathan Peterman and you're like for 7 years straight. That's the type of that's how you should look at your career. If you're that person, 7 years, I've been cutting here for 7 years, only have $1,000. Dude, you have a business. And you've only been making, let's say, I don't know, $5K a month, right? $5K a month for 7 years. You want to do some fucking math, right? And I would highly recommend and invite every single one of you to do this as well too. So 5K a month times 12, right? Maybe you make a little bit more. This is 60K a year. 60K a year is not even a livable income at all anymore. I'm sorry to tell you. How the fuck do you live with 60K income, especially in today's day and age? Inflation's going up. Like, how do you do that? Even if you make 5K a month right now, this is almost like, I heard somebody say it's like borderline poverty, borderline like you're basically broke with how everything's set up in terms of like how much housing is, food costs, everything's going up. You can't live off this. So get like 5K a month, get this out of your mind, like it's even livable, because it's not, especially on your own. Okay, so we got 60K and then we got times 7. That's $420,000. So after 7 years, this individual made $420,000 and has $1,000 to show for it. How? But this is the barber industry, where people do not take care of their financial situation, where people do not focus on business and making more money, where people just double down on how they were, typically like how they were brought up, how their family never cared about money. Now they never care about money. And this should piss you the fuck off. Think about it. 7 fucking years. And it might be 3 years for you. It might be 2 years. Even if it's 1 year, you're like, oh, it's only 1 year. 12 months, your life wasted, right? Even if 12 months, you only have $1,000, you're not trending in the right direction, especially if you don't know how to scale your business like what we're doing with the barbers in the EM program, especially that, right? So that's number one of like, man, again, too, if you're a barber, like, oh, I would never pay that much. Oh man, in your cheapskate, then I hate to tell you, you got to switch that up. In fact, you should start looking for things that are more expensive to buy that get you out of your comfort zone. I remember the day I started doing this back in Sacramento. I was like, you know what? I got to start buying things that are a little like, of course, I mean, I'm not telling you to fucking be dumb with your money, right? But like, you should look to go ahead and invest or buy things, of course, in a smart way. Like, I didn't do it as smart at first, right? I spent on dumb shit. It's like, oh, I'm going to spend money on my clothes and stuff like that. And, you know, that's not going to bring you a return. I think the best way, obviously, is online education, right? That's like, obviously, like for myself, I'm a big supporter of that. I spent well over $200,000, $300,000 in my own online education. Number one, I feel like I'm pretty damn good at taking an online program, applying it, and getting results from it. Number two, I think it's such a hack. It is such a hack because you get into bigger rooms with more financially well-off people that you would never have access to otherwise. Such a hack. And I have no clue why people like talk down about online education, like who think it's like, oh man, online education is a scam. Motherfucker, I know people who are making $3 million, $5 million, $10 million a month from online education. What are you talking about? It's a scam. And like they are making also millionaires too off that as well. There was no scam. The scam is the fact that you want to continue to believe in your small nugget brain of a mind that there is, that you can't understand and fathom how money is even being transferred because you've never been around that before. And that's completely and honestly the truth. Because you've never been around money like that before, you cannot even fathom. I can't even fathom $1 billion. I would love to go ahead and build a $1 billion business, right? But I can't even fathom that. That's so wild to me, right? And the fact that a lot of you cannot fathom even $1 million or even $100,000 a year, that's sad. And you got to check yourself. You have to fucking check yourself. So number one, be inviting for like looking to buy, to invest in like, not be afraid of higher priced things, but look at that as like, man, I cannot wait to the day until I'm able to invest in that. And honestly, a lot of you probably can, but you're just a little bit too scared to go ahead and take that jump. Because it honestly is a little bit scary, especially investing in like, or even spending a little bit higher money than you're comfortable doing. But you have to take those steps because again, too, you have to look at the ROI and things. Now, number two, man, I hear a lot of barbers saying that they want to be reasonable with their business. And I hate this bullshit. Reasonable for what? What do you mean? Oh, I just want to be reasonable with my pricing. Oh, I just want to be reasonable with my income. Let's talk about this. So far in your life, how has reasonable got you? And I'll do this every fucking time, right? And all the time, it'll go back to, okay, so like, why are you even like looking into something like working with us? Oh, I need to make more money. Why do you need to make more money? Dude, I'm so behind on bills, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm in debt, blah, blah, blah. I'm so stressed out. Like, I can't even live a happy life. I want freedom. Ah, okay. Yet, you think that being reasonable with your business is the way to go to get that. Now, how has that worked out for you thus far? Because thus far, that has gotten you legit stressed the fuck out, unhappy, and honestly a shitty business with less than $500 to your fucking name after you work so goddamn hard day in and day out. Please tell me how being reasonable is working for you. Please. Oh, man. I never thought about it like that. Holy fuck me. Right? Because if you never, like, all of you listening need to be thinking about money more. Financial status more. And honestly, it should consume you. Because right now, the barber industry has been getting left far behind, and we continue to be getting far left behind because of this dumb thinking of like, oh, I need to make sure I take care of my people. Trust me, there are other barbers that they can go to. You do not matter, and they don't care as much as you do. In fact, your dumbass cares more about keeping your prices low than they actually care about going to you in the first place. Because to them, you're just another barber who shows up. If you go ahead and start running your business properly and they don't agree with the price point, they'll find a new fucking barber. They just will. And you got to stop thinking that you got to take care of people, man. These people aren't even taking care of you. You're struggling. You're depressed. I remember being so fucking depressed and so fucking sad being a barber. I was like, man, what the fuck did I do with my life? That's what you want to go ahead and protect? Sounds to me like you're just being a scared little bitch, to be quite fucking honest. It just sounds like you are afraid of actually becoming great at business, which you got into this thing to be financially well off, yet you're going to hold your fucking self back. This, you see how much fucking nonsense this makes? And it just takes you some logical fucking thinking. It gets me I get so worked up like whenever I see this stuff, right? Man, when you see somebody like South Bay Chris, who legit just made, what, $5,700 or $5,683 last week, right? The reason why I know that is because we were planning some content around, he's like, man, I'm getting all these haters. Like, I feel like we should come up with a concept around this. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, and he told me about the concept. I'm like, I love that. Let's try it. And so he posted a video of all the spam comments of like people hating on him. And then he just like, yeah, you can hate all the fuck you want, but here's my result. Week in and week out, $5,683, right? From my parents' garage, charging $150 a cut. And here's another funny thing, too. There's a lot of motherfuckers out there that will like, some of you will be like, oh man, what the fuck? Oh, I don't believe he's charging that. And you'll go to his profile, you click on his booking link, and you'll be like, oh man, but he's not booked out. What? He must not be charging that. He can't be making that much money. Here's the thing, right? Now, Joe wasn't booked out 3 weeks in advance the way you want to. You want to be 3 weeks booked out in advance, making $5,000 to $8,000 a month, right? Whereas they don't really mind because at the end of the day, every single month, they're doing $20,000 to $29,000 per month, doing $5,000 to $7,000 weeks with guys who are booking same day or day prior. And there's no issue because at the end of the day, what would you rather want? To be working hard as fucking hell, but you know you're 3 weeks booked out in advance, consistently making $5,000 to $8,000 a month, or you're not booked out in advance. You can maybe get booked out same day or day of, but consistently you make $20,000 to $29,000 anywhere between $5,000 to $7,000 per week, consistently, no matter what. Which would you choose? And it sounds pretty fucking dumb when you put it like that. Yet, all of you are trying to chase getting, I'm telling you, don't focus on getting booked out. The wrong thing. And all of you are like, oh man, they must have not be really, really making that money. Well, you just have the wrong fucking idea of how you want to be able to make the money. You want to see the calendar booked out 3 weeks in advance, 4 weeks in advance. I look at that like as a living fucking hell. A living fucking hell. To me, at the end of the day, as long as we have the income, who fucking cares? Your scared little motherfucking bitch ass mind cares, obviously. Because you're like, oh man, what? I need 7 months booked out. Oh. Because you probably didn't take care of your finances. We can push business hard because we understand how to take care of finances, set people up financially well to make sure we give ourselves enough cushion. And at the end of the day, they still come up with the result month after month. It's called running a fucking business. You're still in the employee mindset. Guess what the employee mindset is? Oh, I need to make sure I show up tomorrow and that I'm going to get paid this month. Guess what a business owner is? Fuck. I got to show up tomorrow and make some money. I got to figure this thing out. You're still acting like a goddamn 9-to-5er because you are. You're a civilian still. You nut brain. You're not even an entrepreneur. You're not business at that point in time. You don't even think like a business. You know what? You're not even a hustler, and you probably self. You're like, I'm a hustler. I grind. Bullshit. You nuts shrivel up whenever you like get like less than 6 months booked out. How the fuck is that a hustler? It tells me like that. If anything, you're a slave to the chair. The fuck you doing? Right. Anyways, again, you gotta change the mentality of money because this thing's like disgusting to me. You can't be going around like, oh, I would never. Because guess what? You say that? Guess what, motherfucker? You never will. I was looking at it like, yep, you are totally right. You never will be in the position to pay that. I can't wait to the day I'm in the position to pay somebody $1 million just for an hour consultation on my business. Cannot wait for the day I'm able to do that. Meanwhile, you guys are going to be so small-minded about $100 for a haircut. Oh, I would never charge that. That's so unreasonable. I just want to be reasonable. Go ahead. Be reasonable with your $1,000 in your bank account. Struggling. We're going to go over here to the new era, and we're going to run shit up. We're going to go ahead and make sure we change the industry for barbers who fuck with us and also understand the importance of business and understand that barbering is a vehicle. You're not here to save somebody's life or be mommy and daddy them. This is a business at the end of the day, all right? So felt a little turned up. Was drinking some nice tea, chamomile. Eats my meal right now, and hopefully we'll get back a little bit more on some podcasts when I have some more inspiration. Talk to you later.